You know, it's funny. The college football world was filled today by people absolutely hating on former LSU head coach and former Alabama head coach Nick Saban for the things that he stated in front of Congress today. A lot of people called him hypocritical. And normally what happens when you beat someone's head in on a football field, they normally grow disdain for you. So nobody's out there saying that Nick Saban today, when he testified in front of Congress, that anything that he said was wrong. Actually, the opposite happened. They just said he's hypocritical. And what's funny is that during all of this, as Nick Saban today in Congress, which we're going to talk about, as Nick Saban sat in front of Congress and testified and said, it's an arms race. It is an arms race to be the very best that you can be by spending the most money that you can to be good in any sport that you are playing, whether it's baseball, basketball, or football. And it's funny because the situation that has been happening behind the scenes over the last 96 plus hours, a little bit more than that, with some things that are happening around LSU and their recruiting, is an arms race actually just played out in front of our eyes. You know, LSU hosted Abram Sesay, a big-time five-star edge guy. They're going to be hosting a five-star edge guy in KJ Green. And, well, the other edge guy that they had in Jaden Bryant, well, he just flipped to Miami and shut down his recruitment after coming off of a visit to Miami. And now he's taking absolutely no more visits. So let's play that out for just a moment. You mean to tell me that a young man who was committed to LSU took a visit to Miami, which, by the way, Mario Cristobal and company are absolutely rolling. Mario is doing an elite job at both lines of scrimmage, recruiting high-level dudes on both lines of scrimmage. You can't take that away from him because he is. And earlier in the day, Jaden Bryant came out and said, just so we're all clear, it's always go Tigers. And yet he flips to Miami and then shuts down his recruitment. What do you think happened? If it looks like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, and it does the flying V against Ireland and the 16U hockey team, and it starts going quack, 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 go Ducks, it's not a turtle. The funny thing about what Nick Saban had to say today is what people have known around the sport, and I'm not saying that this happened with Jaden Bryant, but I think that we can put two and two together, is, well, guys, people get paid money to go on visits. They get paid money and extra money to shut things down and commit to schools. It's how things work. That is the realm that we live in. As Sterling Lucas has continued to expand his recruiting with KJ Green, to expand his recruiting with Abram Sesay, maybe there are some that felt some type of way about it. I know that you're worried about high school recruiting. I understand it. There are going to be things that Lane and company are going to have to do. It is of my opinion that LSU, for an example, with Eastern Royal, has to go out there and make a statement that Texas can't, or really not just Texas, but that any team around the country cannot walk into Louisiana and take your prized possession. When you recruit nationally, you got to expect for things like what's happened today with Jaden Bryant to happen. Because it is very funny that everybody is coming down on Nick Saban today and testifying in Congress about the money that's being spent, the things that money's being spent on. By the way, Miami plays with no rules. Zero rules. They will overspend because they can overspend. They want to overspend. And they are going to do whatever it takes to get what they think that they need to do to be elite. And that's why last year they played for a national title. I'm not saying that you got beat in the traditional sense of this, because you didn't. This one didn't come down to relationships. This one didn't come down to Sterling Lucas recruiting. This didn't come down to you not contacting the kid, or Jason Taylor, who's a Hall of Famer, having a better relationship with Jaden Bryant. That's just not true. Guys, put the context clues together. But we're in an interesting time, because the things and the truth that needs to be said, will be looked at by some and saying, well, let the man, young man go get his bag. Yeah, I never said that the young man shouldn't go get his bag. He did. He 100% did. But a lot of things can be true at once. I think LSU is going to be fine from a high school recruiting standpoint. I know a lot of people are freaking out on that. There's no real reason to. Because as we had reported on Go 24/7 this past weekend, guys, you better expect this thing to start very much ramping up for KJ Green. You very much better expect this thing to start ramping up for guys like Abraham Sesse. And LSU is after the both of them very hard. And to be quite blunt with you, I don't know if they don't fit your system better off in what they do. Jaden Bryant's a very good player and is going to be a very good player. Some even have comped him to Reuben Bain for what it's worth, because shorter arms, stocky, explosive, very good player, and he is. He very much is. I'm going to tell you like I told you all the way back in December. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Some of you might not be freaking out. Maybe recruiting has turned you off with things like this happening. Welcome to the new age of college football. It's not that it's really changed, but you have a bigger excuse because of money. I'm not worried about what Sterling Lucas is going to do at Edge. Here is felt some type of way of the ramp up for KJ Green. I feel that in some of the conversations that I've had, there was some things in some conversations in some situations where people felt some type of way about Abraham Sesse coming in on a visit. Well, then feel some type of way about it. Go get your bag. Go to Miami. Good for you. Should not feel bad about that as an individual at all. However, where people start getting rubbed the wrong way is when you go out there, when you and I both know what you were doing today and Jaden Bryant going out there and retweeting and saying, it's always go Tigers, and then within 3 hours you flipped. You know, kids will be kids, but somebody needs to be in their ear and tell them, you're about to make a lot of money and you're going to be a professional now. Regardless of what we think, you know, college athletics is now a professional sport with academics tied to it. You are not a student athlete anymore. You're an athlete that they demand that you go to school. That is just a fact. I don't think you need to be worried, because I'm not remotely close to being worried, because I think within the next 45 to 55 days, LSU will go on a little bit of a run here. And they are going to go on a little bit of a run. I think that you should expect for LSU to completely turn up the heat on KJ Green and completely to turn up the heat on Abraham Sesse. That is just a fact. Do they need to go get some offensive linemen? Without a doubt, they are. Are they going to get a pair of running backs in this class? Without a doubt, they are. You have your quarterback situation. You have a really good tight end. You're going to bring in multiple DBs. You got to go lock down some safeties. I think you're going to be fine here. I 100% think that you're going to be fine. However, the crown jewel of this class right now, in my humble opinion, is committed to the University of Texas. And I 100% believe that Texas will not go down without a fight. And regardless of money, and this is what's going to be tested to Lane, okay? What's going to be tested to Lane is something that's very simple that Brian Kelly wouldn't do. Brian Kelly would not go and pay Eastern Royal if it meant that Texas would overspend. There's a philosophy. Either you do or don't overspend. I'm not saying that you have to do it every single time. In this specific instance, I think you need to make a statement around the country. Don't come in here. And I think that it will rally, by the way, the state to your cause. It will rally players that are from this state to your cause. You got to go and do it. Look, I don't care. Now, listen to me. If we're here in 4 years and Eastern Royal flips and he doesn't do what he needs to do, I'm always going to have this take. You got to go and do it for just the perception alone. $1 million to $2 to $3 million for the perception to lock the state down means nothing if it benefits you for locking the state down for better overall athletes and better overall players. LSU is not done in the state of Louisiana. They're going to offer more wide receivers. They're going to go get offensive linemen. R-E-L-A-X. However, doesn't change any level of sting that you should feel about Jaden Bryant flipping. But it is so ironic to me, as I just got out of a show in Ruffino and Joe, to now come into here having to see people moan, complain, and argue, oh my God, my nipples hurt. Moan and complain about Nick saying it's an arms race and that teams that are spending the most money are going to win out in these recruiting battles, and they do. Guys, Miami does not play fair. I don't think you should play fair. But Miami does not play fair. They have, you know, everybody today was focused in on, and I guess we can get to the Saban thing a little bit. Everybody today was focused in on three specific points that came from Congress. They were focused in on Nick Saban said players shouldn't be paid. That's not true. It literally is the opposite. They focused in on agents being capped out and not being able to have 20% because they're the real ones getting all these dudes in the portal, by the way, so that they can make more money. Of course they are. And then the Lane Kiffin rule, which I've completely lost my mind over, which we can even get into, but you see Miami and you see Nick Saban going out there and talking about Trinidad Chambliss. Like, Nick Saban came out and said, Trinidad Chambliss shouldn't be eligible. Guys, he shouldn't. Sorry, I know there's no rules in today's college athletics. Trinidad Chambliss is going into his sixth year. He should not be eligible. The thing with Rook Ferrelli, you shouldn't have the ability to go into Clemson and just grab a dude. It's not how this works. And Ole Miss media, with all of their stupidity, is going to justify them doing that. Well, it's LSU's fault. We've talked about that. No, it's not. You literally took the first or swung the first punch. No, it's not. But you know what wasn't mentioned today? What Miami has done in recruiting. Guys, Miami has broken the sport wide open. Before they went and got Darian Mensa, I will report this because I reported it a month before any of it happened. They were trying their damnedest to get Damon Williams from Washington in the portal, and then you were the only team that got tagged on him. You mean to tell me that Mario Cristobal wasn't doing that after what he just did with Darian Mensa? Then you're smoking crack cocaine. But what they did do is they went and spent $8 million on a quarterback. $8 million? Yeah, they had to go to court with Darian Mensa. They had to buy out his contract at Duke, and they gave him more money at Miami. They don't play by the rules. Didn't play it here either. Guys, you cannot convince me that Jaden Bryant didn't get paid not only to commit, which is what everybody does, but that he didn't get paid to shut down his recruitment and not go anywhere else. Money talks and cow manure walks. That is how Miami has done this. Good on them. But you can't do some of the things you did and be petty on the way out, because the Go Tigers for everything is petty. It is petty. And we don't need petty here. Go be petty somewhere else. But when it comes down to it and all the smoke is cleared, here's what you need to walk out of tonight's show. LSU was already turning up the heat with KJ Green. I think that they believe that KJ Green's a better player because he is. The heat will be turned up on Abraham Sesay, and the truth of the matter is academics is going to be a big deal for him. That's why he's going to go and take a visit to Duke. But you and Notre Dame will continue to battle that one out if you so please. KJ Green is also the star that you're after here, and quite honestly, that you have to go and get because you need that position to be really good. I know we brought up Nick Saban multiple times, but guys, I just spent 30 minutes talking about it. I highly suggest if you want my thoughts to go talk about or go listen to it on Ruffino and Joe. But here's just the truth. Every single little thing that's wrong with the sport that Nick Saban talked about in Congress today just happened. To you, by the way. to you. And it happens every single day, everywhere around the country. Makai Williams committed to Wisconsin today. What do you think happened? Decommits from Florida State, goes to Wisconsin. What do you think happened? Guys, what do you think is happening behind the scenes? Nobody really cared about how things were going behind the scenes in the past because you couldn't see how the sausage was made. But all of a sudden, the sausage had to be made outdoors, and you had to see how it was made and how it smells and how you got to package it and put it together, and you didn't like it. Well, so bad. Tough Titty says to Kitty, it's time to grow up. It's time for everybody to grow up. Nothing that Nick Saban said today was wrong. You can hate the messenger, which is what a lot of people do. A lot of people hate that Nick Saban is the messenger behind what was said today in Congress. But I don't see one of you going out there and saying that he's wrong. He's not wrong about agents needing to be capped. He's not wrong about Trinidad Chambliss. He's not wrong about Luke Farrelly, even though Ole Miss people want to completely justify it. And they're wrong. Trinidad Chambliss, the judge in the case, got an autograph from him after the court case was over with and brought him to the bench. Hear what I'm saying. The quarterback for Ole Miss had the judge, who's supposed to be impartial and fair, he called him to the bench and got an autograph from him. That's not an AI photo and video that you saw. That happened. That happened so that he could play another year at Ole Miss. Guys, the sport is broken. It will continue to be broken until things are fixed. The bill that's presented by Senator Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell, quite honestly, here's the truth. Are there good things in there? Yes, but it's also trash. You can't pull media rights. You have a situation where Senator Ted Cruz is up there talking about the Lane Kiffin rule like he knows what he's talking about and he has no clue. In case you missed it, there's a Lane Kiffin rule that's being put into effect or trying to be put into effect through litigation. The Lane Kiffin rule is that schools and institutions can't talk to a coach while he's in the playoffs. You have to wait until his season's done before you can talk to him and bring him in. Meanwhile, the portal's going on. Meanwhile, early signing day is going on. And there's one simple solution. Change the calendar. Like, we talk about all of these other things. Change the calendar to fix to the season. Well, Blake, what about academic standards? What about them? Wait until the summer to enroll then. If you want to go in the portal, go in the portal. Have summer OTAs and mini camps. It's not that difficult. It's not. And everybody wants to talk to me about academic standards. Oh, really? How many times have we seen players transfer to four different schools and you're telling me that there's academic standards? Stop. Stop. I just find it so funny. It's not funny that Jane Bryant flipped, but I find it ironic that all of the things that are wrong just happen at the end of the day when Nick Saban's getting crucified for it. The Lane Kiffin rule's dumb. You don't have to have that if you do one simple thing. Change the calendar. And if you do that, that won't happen. Who would have ever thunk about that? Oh, wait, the NFL did. The NFL did. And that's why their system works. You're trying to do everything else the NFL does, by the way, and then the one thing that you need to do, you don't do it. You want to expand the playoff. 50% of their teams, 50% plus of their teams make the playoffs. You're not the NFL, or Lamar Brown would be at Kent State instead of LSU. It's broken. The wheel is broken, and we have no idea how to put it back together. Humpty Dumpty did fall off that wall, and you can't put him back together again. So you better go find a way to, you better go find some instructions on putting how to put him back together or ask for help. Last thing I'd say, this is a joke. Everybody's on Nick Saban's ass about this whole situation, and yet Ted Cruz on the 5-for-5 rule, 5 years to play 5 seasons, talked about players redshirting. My guy, you introduced a bill that had 5-for-5. Redshirts will never be a thing ever again. And you didn't even know that. But yet Nick Saban's the problem. So, in theory, be ready for LSU to go pedal to the metal for KJ Green and really heat this one up. And he will be here soon. And maybe LSU can get their lick back. And I think that if everything goes according to plan, things will make a lot of sense within the next 96 hours. That's what I think. But as of right now, you got to wear it. But nobody's playing by the rules, so get used to it. All right. Nevertheless, we're live. Everyone do us a favor by hitting the like and share. We have a super chat in here. We do. Stephen Young with a $5 super chat says, I trade Bryant for Royal 100 out of 100 times. I agree. He says, LSU has to do for Royal what Miami just did for Bryant. I also agree. Fully agree. You got to make a statement here. You got to make a statement. Look, you can't, you know, I think Eastern Royal is going to be elite, but you got to make the statement. And I don't know if they're going to want to do that. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. You got to, the best in the boot stay in the boot. Well, the best in the boot need to be paid to stay in the boot too. It's where we are. You paid for the portal. This kid's not going to be on the bench as a true freshman. It's not going to happen. All right. Let's get to a couple more of these. Stephen Young says Saban was 100% right. Agreed. So does Dane Bergeron. Completely agreed. Miami media is so obnoxious, says Brian Turner. Oh, they always have been. Why shouldn't they? How would we act if we flipped a five-star? Let me ask you this. I'm not going to take it out on them because how would we react if and when we flip Eastern Royal? How are we going to react? Right? How would we react? So, I mean, it is what it is there. It is what it is. Where is everybody watching from tonight? Are you in the 225, the 985, the 504, the 318, 31 great, the 337? Are you from outside the state representing somewhere in the state? All right. Let's do this. Let me get to a quick break. Everyone do us a favor, by the way, if you haven't done so already, go over to Go247. Use the promo code AYS60 at checkout. There's so many things that are flying on the board. LSU is currently hosting the number 3 defensive tackle in the country. Zach Nagy sits down with Mitchell Turner and breaks all of that down. So go over to Go247 today. Use the promo code AYS60 at checkout to get 60% off of your annual VIP membership. Let me get to a quick break. When we come back, we got lots to discuss. Stay with us.
He will sell your house and find you anew. Well, Tyler's the man, he's here for you. If you want to buy or sell, well, it's not too late. Dial 955-0008. Just call 955-0008. Y'all call Tyler, he'll shoot you straight.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about our good friends over at Red Stick Financial. They're your local residential mortgage broker located right here in the heart of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. At Red Stick Financial, they find the bank that works for your particular set of needs to purchase the home of your dreams or refinance the current one. They truly are your partners in this process, and they pride themselves in helping individuals and families with one simple goal in mind, and that is to make home financing approachable, attainable, and stress-free. They are licensed in all Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. So from Amarillo to Meridian and everything in between, they have you covered. Red Stick Financial brings you creative, customized solutions, and they don't believe in the one-size-fits-all when it comes to loans. They even have special options for mobile and manufactured homes located in a flood zone and stated income financing for those of us who are self-employed borrowers. If you or someone you know is looking to buy a home, refinance an existing mortgage, or simply want to know what options are out there for your future, give Red Stick Financial a call today at 225-407-9250. That's 225-407-9250. 9250 or check him out online at redstickfinancial.com. That's redstickfinancial.com. Before you purchase the home of your dreams or you go and do that refinance, you need to go local. Go, guys, let me tell you about our good friends over at Grand Slam Heating and Air, where your comfort is their top priority. At Grand Slam Heating and Air, they promise to provide customers with high-quality HVAC service at an affordable price while ensuring the homeowner peace of mind. From their office to your home, they guarantee the best hassle-free experience around. Efficiency and comfort is their game. Let them make your home Grand Slam today. At Grand Slam Heating and Air, they're offering their annual maintenance plan starting off at $18.75 a month, and also doing those $99 tune-up promotion. They provide free estimates for system and ductwork replacement, as well as offering financing to get the job done with no money up front. From Baton Rouge to Hammond to Covington, they're all around. So what you need to do today, give them a call at 225-380-9065. That's 225-380-9065. Or go over to their website, getgrandslamair.com. That's getgrandslamair.com. Air.com, where your comfort is their top priority.
We're back.
By the way, I'm seeing on, hold on, stand by. Let's clear this up. Stand by. By the way, I'm seeing on social media that people don't really like that I quote tweeted Jaden Bryant on his flip on his own tweet when he said "Go Tigers." So what? That's what I say. So what? You can't come out here and do that level of troll and think that people aren't going to quote tweet it. Like I'm sorry. It's if you're going to be petty, people can be right petty back. Right? Petty people can be petty right back to you. I have no sympathy if you're gonna be petty that people are petty right back to you. It's time to grow up. Like these look, here's the truth, okay? We are in an interesting time with college athletics. We all know it, you all know it, I know it, you know it, everybody knows it, right? But at what point do we look at these young men and or young women and say, you are professionals now? Now, do I think that there needs to be a lot of grace and a very long rope or leash or whatever you want to call it, however the saying you want to bring up to it, of young men and young women acting immature because at the same time, they're still kids? Yes. Doesn't mean that you can't be talked down to about the actions that will have consequences when you do them. You're being paid a lot of money, and so you kind of have to sacrifice that to some extent. Well, Blake, they're just kids. Okay, well, they're just kids being paid a crap load of money too. I don't do this for millions of dollars a year. I hope that somebody would love to give me $1 million a year, but I get talked down to a lot, and I don't get paid that amount of money. When we do get paid a lot of money during the college football season, it does feel really good to make that money because it doesn't really matter what people say about you. Oh, sweet Jesus. So, let's get into this. I'm going to shift a little bit. So, I see a couple of comments, too, in reference to it. Mainly, the question is, Blake, are you worried that LSU only has 4 commits right now? No, I don't. I'm not worried about it. I mean, because I look at teams that finished, you know, in the top 10 a season ago, like Alabama, as an example, only had 4 about this time a season ago. No, if we get into August and they only have 5, they're not going to. They're going to have a lot more. Then sure, you can freak out. I think by August they'll have somewhere in the range of 13 to 15, and I think that's where they'll probably sit and then evaluate more, and then as the senior years go on, reevaluate some young men. And then go after them from there before National Signing Day or early signing day. That's where I anticipate LSU will be. It's going to be fun. Relax. LSU is going to be in a good spot. So don't worry about it. All right. So I said last night that we're going to be talking a little bit more about on-the-field situations. Look, I'm to the point where I feel like the talking season in reference to all of the BS that's surrounding LSU, it's over. It's time to talk about stuff that's on the field. So tonight we're going to talk about things on the field. We do this, and normally we do this a lot later in the offseason, right? Because normally we're talking about baseball this time around. We're talking about the portal or recapping the season that was. Well, we're just going to have to advance that a little bit earlier. This is my favorite time of year. My favorite time of year to talk about, let's start getting on the field. Let's start getting into what are the biggest strengths, biggest weaknesses. We'll start talking about opponents on your schedule, how you match up with them. This is the funnest time for me that I think that we do on AYS leaning into the football season. But we always start this off from an inaugural spot when we start talking about, hey guys, the season's pretty much here. As of right now, what are some of the biggest strengths and weaknesses that you had? This is a little bit different because you don't know everything about this team. You don't know every single little thing that we could walk out of August and start going into the week of Clemson and have a completely different mindset, a completely different thought, a completely different overall oversight of what this team's going to be in late August to having a couple of non-meaningful practices for really what they were worth. And I shouldn't say non-meaning because you got a lot of stuff that you need to teach a brand new offense to a lot of new players. But the spring practices, other than getting reps and getting better, they're not building into the main part of the season. So when we talk about the biggest strengths and biggest weaknesses for this team, as we do every single year, I want to make it known, especially with a team that has so many changes, these opinions can and probably will be changed when we start getting into August, into mid-August, late August, and we finally kind of put a stamp on where we think this team is going to be. With that being said, I want to go through some of the biggest strengths that I think that this team has going into the season. I think that one of the biggest strengths that LSU has going into the 2026 football season is this wide receiver room. There were so many times during the spring that I was blown away by, quite honestly, of the level of depth that you had. You know, there were days when guys that I didn't really anticipate to really run with the ones got in and made some big plays. Like I think of Phillip Wright, who was the only wide receiver that was retained by Lane Kiffin and staff when they came over. I think about Roman Mothershed, who had some absolutely ridiculous catches in the spring along the sidelines and in the end zone. I think of Malik Elzey from Illinois, who had a lot of really big catches during the spring. And some of those guys had some really big days and really big catches. And you see Phillip Wright emerging. You have some shakeup at wide receiver. You're trying to give some guys some other reps. And I'm thinking to myself throughout the spring, if the second unit, the baseline of your second unit, is something to the extent of Jace Brown or Trey Brown, if it's Phillip Wright or Roman Mothershed or Malik Elzey, which was what we saw in the second team of this, those guys made a lot of massive plays for you this spring that if you need them to come in and give you a couple of snaps, they've shown that they've had the ability to do it. But it's really been the frontline guys that have really kind of taken me back. I think of Jackson Harris coming from Hawaii, Winnie Watkins, who's in his second year under this coaching staff offensively that had a big spring. I think of what you did in a unique part of this, moving Tre'Davious Green into the slot in certain situations. I think of what you did on the boundary and rotating guys in and out at the boundary, whether it's Jace Brown, whether it's Trey Brown, whether it's Malik Elzey or Roman Mothershed. And I look at that first unit and ask myself, was the best wide receiver that you had really not a guy that played really through the spring in Eugene Wilson? Guys, I think offensively, the thing that you just walk away or walk into the season or walk into fall camp saying what may be the biggest strength, I think that you have ungodly amount of depth at wide receiver. Now, we have been, you know, I always say this, we have been spoiled at LSU from a wide receiver perspective. Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, Odell Beckham, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. You name the dudes that we've been spoiled by. And I think that this team has an ungodly amount of depth and an ungodly amount of talent. And I think Jackson Harris, who, when I talked to Cooper Patagna, who was over the transfer portal for 24/7 in its rankings, this is a guy that very well could emerge. By the way, sidebar, go and listen to the segment we did with Cooper Patagna. It's on our YouTube channel. It is fantastic. If you haven't listened to it, it is one of those must listens. But I don't know if it's not your biggest strength. You know, I look at quarterback as an example, and I look at running back as an example. Well, you have a lot of talent there, right? Sam Levitt on 24/7 Sports' transfer portal board, he was the number one overall player. Hassan Longstreet was a former five-star. He's going to be a great player. Landon Clark is a good quarterback. Can you mold him and continue to develop him? What is he going to be able to do? I look at running back and say, Dylan Jones really came into the fold, did a lot of really good things. And Harlan Berry, if he lives up to the things that we think that he can live up to, the sky is the limit for him. And I still continue to go into fall, talking about this during the summer and say, man, I don't know if this wide receiver corps is not going to be really good. I don't know if it's not the biggest strength that you have on offense, because you can roll out so many different guys in so many different situations that's going to benefit you. I think Trey Harris is a steal. I think Winnie Watkins, the best decision that he made was following Lane Kiffin, following George McDonald, following Sawyer Jordan, following Charlie Weiss Jr., because he knows this offense and went off this spring. If you don't know who Winnie Watkins is, you need to know the name now. They just roll out so many different guys at you every single time. Then I look at Eugene Wilson. I look at Trey Wilson. What is he going to be? Is he going to stay healthy? Because if he stays healthy, he might find his way into not only this rotation, but being a big-time player for you. And I don't know what I'm going to get, but I got nothing from him this spring. Nothing. I got zero from Eugene Wilson this year. Not a damn thing. Not really. I got some really good reps. I got some really good throws and some really good catches in one-on-one situations. He didn't roll in 11-on-11s. If he does some of the things they did in one-on-ones, and you look at what Jackson Harris provided for you, you look at what Winnie Watkins provided for you, you look at what Trey Des Green provided for you, you look at what he could add in all of that, guys, the sky is the limit for you. I think the biggest strength for you offensively right now is your wide receiver core. Now, there was a position group that I do think stunned some people, which, if you are going to make a run, has got to continue to progress. What is this offensive line going to be? Is this offensive line going to be above average, average? They're going to be, I do believe they're going to be much better than what they were a season ago. But the way that they ended spring, do they go into fall and continue to run the football the way that they did? Do they go into August continuously running the football the way that they did? Because if they do, and in the system that you are going to run, I don't really know if it can't be your biggest strength. Now, stay with me. Guys, the biggest lie, and I've told you this, is that Lane is a pass-happy coach. Charlie is a pass-happy coordinator. They throw the ball a lot, but every bit of their foundation is on running the football. Every bit of it. And if that offensive line can continue to run the rock, guys, I think you could be a top 10 offense. I don't know if I'm not really there now, right? And I don't know what I'm getting from Sam Levitt, which we'll talk about quarterback last. You have Bo Bordelon at guard. You have Braylon Moore at center. You have Alal Ball at right guard. You have Weston Davis, who's a former five-star at right tackle. And you have Jordan Seaton. Sky might be the limit for them, maybe. I mean, not necessarily the talent that you would think that really kind of took it to people, but they did. But the other one's quarterback. What is Sam Levitt going to provide for you? Do we come out of camp and saying, brother, Hassan Longstreet is your second quarterback, and in no way is that depressing. In no way at all is that depressing. Sam Levitt very well could make this quarterback position room the best weapon and biggest strength that you have, because you have two five-star level quarterbacks that are right there in your room. See, the talent level at quarterback is at an all-time high. I would make the argument that, I'm not going to go that far. I would make the argument that from a depth perspective, this may be better overall than maybe what you had in 23, even though Jaden won a Heisman. I just think that Hassan long-term and where he is right now may be better than where Garrett was in 23. And it might be a little significant because of how he runs the football. With that being said, we'll see there. Now, the biggest weakness on offense is also the offensive line. Is what we saw this spring, Fugazi. Is that interior of that offensive line going to be able to hold up? God forbid something happened to Trey Dez. I don't think that you have the depth level and ready to have the depth at tight end. Zach Grace has been there, but he's not a receiving guy. He has been a a hard nose blocking guy that you need to bring that level of physicality. But outside of him, you have a true freshman, and I don't know what this tight end room is going to be able to bring you. We will see. We will see there. All right. Biggest weaknesses. I would throw offensive line in there with a massive, massive, massive question mark, because I still think that they did really good. I just don't know if they're going to be consistent enough. Where I think your biggest weaknesses are right now as a team, offense and defensive wise, is just depth. You know, I do think LSU has a lot of really good frontline talent. Prince Will, Jordan Ross, the freshman in the interior of the defensive line, TJ, Whit Weeks, DJ Pickett, Ty Benefield, PJ Woodland, Jordan Seaton, Sam Levitt, Jackson Harris, Winnie Watkins, Eugene Wilson, Harlem Berry. The list goes on and on and on and on. Right? The list goes on and on. But I do wonder about their depth. In football, guys are just simply going to get hurt. You know, Aiden Anding was not a starter and got hurt and propelled LSU to go out into the JUCO ranks and bring guys in, or try to bring a guy in and say, hey, man, we need depth there. Now, along the offensive line, along the defensive line, I think you have numbers, but do you have the quality depth? Like, as an example, Bo Borderline beat out Devin Harper in the interior at left guard. The reason he beat him out was because Harper wasn't ready for that position at the current moment, and Borderline beats him out. So where I think Harper is going to be a good player, he wasn't ready this spring, and he's been around this offense for quite a while now. Guys, he's been with this offense well over more than 365 days. So he should have had an advantage in the interior of that offensive line, but he didn't. He got beat out. Where is the quality depth there? I do think you have a nice quality of depth at the running back position. I do think that Dylan Jones has beaten out Caden Durham at the current moment, and Caden will be that third back. I think your depth level there is fine. I think there's no issues of depth at wide receiver, and quite honestly, quarterback. I think you're fine there too. But you have depth issues at corner, at offensive line, quality depth, and then the interior of your offense or defensive line. Guys, the truth of the matter was, my biggest concern right now is not if you're talented in the interior of your defensive line. My question is, does the level of inexperience from Lamar Brown, Deuce Geralds, and Richard Anderson, are those guys going to be ready? Because they're going to have to be ready in the first month of the season. And does any of these upperclassmen step up? Does Steph Green or Malik Blockton or Dom McKinley step up? Because you need them to. You need them to. And quite honestly, the last 2 weeks of spring, they ran the ball all over you. It does make me nervous. depth around the entire team at majority of positions. Linebacker, I don't think you have a lot of experience there. Where you do have talent, I know that you have Devon Keyes, but I don't know how Devon is really in coverage. I don't, you know, he still struggled there. He's still massively struggled in coverage. At corner, I don't know if you have a lot of depth. At safety, as an example, you have Jace Thomas, who I think is going to be a good player, bar told in his career. But I mean, Fahim Delane is there, and I think it'd be good. You're just inexperienced. You have talent, but a lot of inexperience. So that depth does worry me. You don't really have a lot. And that's what Lane talked about all offseason. His concerns were very well voiced, right? His concerns were so well voiced that unprompted, if you noticed. So we got Lane 5 times this spring from the media, LSU media core of things. Did you know that in every single one of those meetings and times, he brought up depth unprompted? Not something like, Coach, are you worried about the depth? Yes. He found a way to bring it up. So you want to know why he brought that up 5 times? Was because it's a glaring problem. It's an issue. And if LSU has problems moving forward this season, it's going to be because of injuries and because of lack of depth. Now, the three positions that worry me the most, and in no specific order, and I mean this, no specific order. Oh, we got to talk about baseball. In no specific order, defensive tackle, because of how the offensive line pushed them around, corner depth, and offensive line. Those are the, I say, quote-unquote weaknesses. Those are my biggest concerns. All three of those positions, very well, because of the talent level that is there, very well can turn into strengths. We will see. All right. Let's get to a quick break. When we come back, LSU baseball portal. Stay with us. Guys, let me tell you about our good friends over at Grand Slam Heating and Air, where your comfort is their top priority. At Grand Slam Heating and Air, they promise to provide customers with high-quality HVAC service at an affordable price, while ensuring the homeowner peace of mind. From their office to your home, they guarantee the best hassle-free experience around. Efficiency and comfort is their game. Let them make your home Grand Slam today. At Grand Slam Heating and Air, they're offering their annual maintenance plan starting off at $18.75 a month, and also doing those $99 tune-up promotions. They provide free estimates for system and ductwork replacement, as well as offering financing to get the job done with no money up front. From Baton Rouge to Hammond to Covington, they're all around. So what you need to do today, give them a call at 225-380-9065. That's 225-380-9065. Or go over to their website, getgrandslamair.com. That's getgrandslamair.com, where your comfort is their top priority. Guys, I want to talk to you about our good friends over the Drake Williams Law Firm and Drake Title Company. Are you facing tough times due to an injury from a car accident, navigating the complexities of divorce, or purchasing a new home? At the Drake Williams Law Firm and Drake Title Company, they understand the challenges you're going through, and they are here to help. The lawyer team of Ernie Drake III, Ryan J. Williams, and Summer Vignair, along with Morgan Daniels, have the experience and proven track record to give you that peace of mind. Give them a call today at 985-386-7600. That's 985-386-7600 to schedule a free consultation at their brand new office located in historic downtown Ponchatoula. They're also doing a special, the AYS special. If you're refinancing or closing on a home in Southeast Louisiana, request the Drake Title Company to handle your closing. If you mention Blake Ruffino and AYS, you're going to receive a $400 discount on title fees. Again, give them a call at 985-386-7600. Let them know that Blake Ruffino sent you on by. When your business, your farm, or your equipment needs fuel, you need someone that you can trust. At Crump Fuel, they deliver quality gasoline, diesel, and lubricants with honest service and local pride across South Louisiana and South Mississippi. From construction sites, marinas,
convenience stores, and trucking companies, all the way down to generators and everyday operations, Crump Fuel keeps you rolling. Crump Fuel is family-owned and family-operated. With high-quality and dependable delivery, they're always going to bring that competitive pricing. Call Crump Fuel today at 985-229-4976 or visit them over at crumpfuel.com. That's 985-229-4976 or visit them at crumpfuel.com today. Crump Fuel, where they're fueling the Gulf South in the right way.
Guys, you might know my good friend Carol Falls and all the great service that he provides over at State Farm. He is your good neighbor after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates as well? Along with a great neighbor service, State Farm agent Carol Falls has surprisingly great rates for everyone inside the state of Louisiana. So call him today at 985-395-4300, 985-395-4300 for all of those surprisingly great rates on auto, home, and life insurance needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to the State Farm underwriting requirements.
We're back!
Recruiting is a fickle game. It is a fickle game. LSU about to pay somebody. He about to get paid. My man about to get paid. All right. Let's wrap up with this. So, things continue on its path with LSU baseball and the portal. Here's what I'll say here. I thought tonight we would talk a little bit about pitchers. I do think we're going to get to that a little bit more tomorrow. But LSU will be bringing... Well, they're going to be bringing a lot in for visits. In that, I think there's a couple of updates of guys that we need to monitor. So, we talked about the young man from Texas Tech going to Texas. Very much could have been, foreseen as they have always been tampering. Brody Trostclair was in on a visit. Seems as if that he actually may be okay to pitch next year based off of maybe it wasn't as bad as some anticipated. But Brody Trostclair also... going to be taking a visit, from what I understand, to Arkansas. I think Florida will get in the mix there and some others. So let's see what happens with Brody Trostclair as well. But Jason Walks, the Tulane outfielder from South Florida, is also someone I would keep my eyes out on. Now, yesterday we said that there would be a hire for a staff that Jay would probably go after, and I think that that connection will be really good. Jason last year hit .331 with 11 home runs and 35 doubles in his campaign. He played right over 100 games in his career as well. Can play both corner outfields. So I'll be really interested to see if they go after the Tulane outfielder here. He is expected to have a big visit, you know, in a couple of days. I do think that Florida is interested. I do think Florida State is interested. I also fully believe that LSU will get in the mix because they will have a very strong connection there as well. Taylor Kunis, who is a shortstop for Maryland, is someone that I think that we need to keep our eyes out on. Hit .286 last year, garnered 46 walks. LSU is going to continue to go into the middle of the infield. Again, guys, I can only tell you so much as this continues here, but I do highly expect LSU to go after multiple outfielders, multiple guys in the middle of the infield. And as we talked about Mikey Bell last night from Gonzaga, they're going to go after somebody that they think that not only can play third base, but potentially second base as well, and see what happens with Jack Rucker. They're going to look for a shortstop. So that is where I'd see. Here's what I'm being told about arms. They're going to line up a lot of things. So don't be alarmed by not having many names come out there yet. I think LSU will be fine. So there's a small little update. Here's what I will tell you. So as we talked about last week, and it kind of played out into this week, we said Monday a lot of things will be flying around. Here's what I'll tell you. I really expect things to, from a pitching standpoint, to really start, names start to flying out there tomorrow, and we'll talk about those when that happens as well. All right, let's get to some super chats. Baseball, it's going to be fine. You're early in the process. Again, R-E-L-A-X. Feel like I'm always having to say that. Stephen Young says, saw Harlan Berry interview today. Where did he interview at? I'm not sure Kevin Smith isn't unlocking his potential. You mean that in a good way? I'm sure Stephen means that in a good way. I didn't see it. I'd love to go. I would really like to go see it. I haven't. Where did he do that at? I haven't seen it. Black Top Stepper on YouTube says Kyron Lacy did great things as well. Let's not forget him. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Kyron gets lost in that mix, and that's on me. God bless him. God bless him. He shouldn't, but that's on me. He did a lot of big things. That catch versus Alabama was also insane. That last year with Jaden. Epps Family Channel says, Tiger Nation, do not be worried. They're coming. Go Tigers. Yeah, there's no reason to be worried. None at all. None at all. Dane says, Blake, I sent you a message on the 24/7 site. Okay. Do I need to read it out here publicly? Dane? Is Dane finally inviting me to go duck hunting? Is that what this is? I didn't see it, Dane. Let's go look at it. Let's go look at it. Yeah, if you message me, I am really bad at answering messages, as Brandon probably could attest. Today we got like 22 DMs. I don't see it. Oh, I see it, Dane. I can't repeat on air what Dane said. Dane, do it. Dane, do it. Do it. I love you for it. You ain't got to bring me duck hunting no more. You ain't got to bring me duck hunting no more. Do it. Funny. Chef with a comment here says, are we getting members only content anymore? We are. I've just been running with like a chicken with my head cut off. We are. You have my word. We'll do something tomorrow. You have my word. Hit me up. Remind me. We've just been doing the Ivan's interview, helping everybody on the site. It's been a lot. Yes, you're going to get it. I'll do one tomorrow. How about this? Yeah, my word, we'll get one tomorrow. How about this? Chef, are you still in the Chef, I'll do this specifically for you. I'll do this tonight. Let's do a Q&A. We can do a Q&A. I'll put it on the board. I've just been running like a chicken with my head cut off. I feel like I had 7 meetings today. From 9 to 2, I was in meetings all day and did the interview with Coop that lasted an hour. How about this, Chef? What do you want us to talk about? And we'll do a whole segment on it. Give me a topic. We'll do it. And I'll dive into it tonight. I'll wait until you throw it in there. But I am probably going to do a Q&A on the message board. If y'all have questions and answers, I'll put that in there. And we can answer some of those questions. I'm waiting for Chef here. Chef, what do you want us to talk about? I'll definitely do it. Okay, I'm going to wait 10 more seconds. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, Eastern Royal. Okay, we can talk about it. All right, we'll see y'all then. See y'all tomorrow on Members Only Content. Till then, y'all have a good night. Peace.